This is Voice of Korea.
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 We begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here is what you hear in this transmission. First in news, the news is followed by the current international affairs in spotlight. And then we present the second installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Respecting the Forerunners of the Revolution is a Noble Moral Obligation of Revolutionaries. And then an interview under the title, Warm Love for the People. After that, we present the fourth installment of the part titled, Kim Jong-il, Our General, from the book, Korea, the Sungun Citadel, written by Alejandro Gaudebenos, Chairman of the Korean Friendship Association, headquartered in Spain. It is followed by a reporter's account under the title, Sincerity for Patience. Finally, we present an account, Steady Recourse, and you'll enjoy some songs between the programs.
Now, here's the news. The Czech group for the study and application of the Juche idea and the Mountbatten to Czech Korean Friendship Association recently posted the full text of the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a Juche-oriented socialist state with invincible might. In the internet joint homepage, Korea Mountbatten.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter spoke highly of the greatness of the respected President Kim Il-sung, recalling the days when he visited the DPRK in 1994 and was received by the great leader Kim Il-sung in his interview with a reporter of the Thai newspaper The Nation on November the 23rd, Jimmy Carter said, "President Kim Il-sung of Korea was a great leader, who was really outstanding and first in everything. President Kim Il-sung possessed very profound knowledge, and there was almost nothing he did not know. He knew when a building was built and what it was for. As he had an informal and modest character, my talk with him was good. President Kim Il-sung always thought of the matter from its source until his demise. I am sure that reconciliation will be achieved between the North and the South of Korea. I hope the present U.S. administration will have a direct talk with the DPRK The British Reuters and the Cambodian radio Apsara reported the interview with the former U.S. president on November the 24th.
Famous words of the great leader Kim Jong-il are widely studied and disseminated on a worldwide scale. This year too, seminars, reading sessions, lectures and briefings on his famous works took place at more than 70 political parties and organizations of many countries and international and regional organizations, including the Conservative Party of Cambodia, the Socialist Party of Romania, the French Group for the Study of the Juche Idea, and the Bangladesh Group for the Study of Sangam Politics. The participants in the functions said the famous works of leader Kim Jong-il served as a precious guideline illuminating the road of struggle of the progressive political parties and people of the world aspiring after socialism. Respected Kim Jong-il's works were also widely introduced. His famous works were published in book form by the International Institute of the Juche Idea, the Unified Communist Party of Italy, the Nicaraguan Group for the Study of the Juche Idea, the Maritime Territorial State Publishing House One of Russia, and other political parties, organizations and institutions. Full texts or gists of his works were also carried or broadcast by the Russian newspaper Patriot, the Finnish magazine Friends of Korea, the Cambodian radio FM 90.5, and other foreign newspapers, magazines, broadcastings, and internet homepages, along with pictures of the great leader Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il. Foreign mass media, including the Indian newspaper Fashion India and the Kuwaiti newspaper Kuwait Times, explained in detail about the profound idea contained in the famous works and the different titles, including Kim Jong-il's Art of Leadership. The mass media said, in his many works, leader Kim Jong-il fully explained the essential characteristics and superiority of Korean-style socialism centered on the popular masses and the cause of collapse of socialism in different countries and the ways for its reconstruction. They added that the Sangam politics of Korea clearly shows its extraordinary political ability.
Nigerian and Russian newspapers feature the 18th anniversary of the appointment of the great leader Kim Jong-il as Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army. The Nigerian newspaper New Nigerian on November the 27th printed a picture of respected General Kim Jong-il inspecting a unit of the Korean People's Army and edited articles under different titles, including Newman Power Station, a creation of the Sangam era. In an article titled On the Road of Sangam-based Revolutionary Leadership, the newspaper says leader Kim Jong-il has led the army and people to victory in the realm of the Sangam Revolution since he visited the Seoul Ryugyong 105 gas tank division of the Korean People's Army on August 25, 1960. Under his energetic guidance over the army, the Korean People's Army has grown into an army of the supreme commander and into an ever-victorious powerful army and could perform heroic feats on all fronts of socialist construction, the newspaper added. The Russian newspaper Seskaya Zhizn on December 1st carried an article on the exploits of great General Kim Jong-il in building the army and stressed that he is enjoying absolute trust and reverence of the officers and soldiers of the Korean People's Army.
The General Federation of Korean Nationals in China published a November issue of the magazine Back to Hala. The magazine carried the portrait of the great leader Kim Jong-il, writing Wen Jiabao, Premier of the State Council of the People's Republic of China. The magazine carried the news that agreements were signed between the governments of the TPRK and the People's Republic of China. It also carried the photo accompanied accounts on meetings and other functions held by the General Federation of Korean Nationals in China and its affiliated organizations on the occasion of the 64th founding anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. Under the banner, Forced March of Field Guidance of General Kim Jong-il, the magazine praised that respected Kim Jong-il is leading the nationwide general march for a fresh revolutionary upsurge with his energetic Sangam-based revolutionary leadership from the outset of this year. The magazine carried a resolution and special statement adopted at the overseas competitors meeting for defending and implementing the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration. The magazine also carried news on the homeland and others. many production centers in North Hamgyong Province of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea fulfill their national economic plans for this year and continue to make successes in the same spirit. The Cheonggyeon Slate Factory overfulfilled its annual plan at 102.9% during the 150-day campaign, and during the current 100-day campaign, overfulfills its daily plan more than 1.2 times. The Odaejin Youth Sultan overfulfilled its annual salt production plan at 106% as of October 30th, and without slackening the spirit, is making great efforts to produce more salt. The Provincial Cooperative Fisheries Management Committee overfulfilled its annual plan of marine produce at 182% and fishing plan at 103% as of the end of September. The Provincial Cast-Off Metro Station, the Provincial Telecommunication Management Bureau, and many other provincial level institutions fulfilled their annual plans far ahead of schedule and keeping the spirit by expanding their successes. Many factories and enterprises in Fadiang City also carried out their annual plans ahead of schedule and without slackening the spirit, are making great efforts to conclude the current 100-day campaign with success.
The following story, My Darling Has Become a Hero, created by the Gangwon Provincial Art Troupe of the DPRK, was performed at the Pyongyang Grand Theater between the 1st and the 5th. The performance was appreciated by officials of ministries and at national institutions, creators and artists in the fields of culture and art, teachers and students of art educational institutions, and working people and youth and students in Pyongyang. The performance impressively showed the heroic struggle and patriotic devotion of the women at the Kungang village who devoted their all to the assistance to the front during the past Fatherland Liberation War.
A delegation of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, led by Vice Chairman Kim Won-soo, left Pyongyang by air on the 5th to participate in the 4th General Meeting of the Asian Parliamentary Assembly to be held in Indonesia.
A spokesman for the General Federation of Korean Nationals in China made public a press statement on December the 5th as regards the penalties inflicted by the South Korean authorities upon the permanent co-representative and members of the Solidarity for the implementation of the South-North Joint Declaration for the reason that they had praised the Chuchi idea and Sungun politics. The press statement said the Solidarity is a legitimate reunification movement organization which has supported and defended the June 15th Joint Declaration and October 4th Declaration, the common reunification programs of the nation, and conducted activities for their implementation in the van of the South Korean people of different sections. The press statement urged the South Korean authorities to release the arrested and detained members of the Solidarity as early as possible.
The headquarters of struggle against dictatorship of the youth and students, Solidarity for the Implementation of the June 15th South-North Joint Declaration in South Korea, issued a statement on the 2nd and denounced the judiciary authorities for their trial in which they judged the Solidarity as an enemy benefiting organization and sentenced its hardcore members to penal servitude and the like. The authorities defined the North as an anti-state organization and committed such tyranny, saying the Solidarity had supported, praised, and encouraged the North, and the ideological tendency of the members of the organization hinders the basic liberal democratic order. The statement denounced the judgment as a dictatorial act going against the times. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hyun-ok and Chung Chul. This is the Voice of Korea.
International Affairs in Spotlight.
Current International Affairs in Spotlight.
What attracts attention in the recent international affairs is the great efforts of Russia for its strategic security. Some time ago, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met the crew of missile cruiser Varyag and said it is one of the primary tasks of the state to have a strong navy capable of performing the tasks rising in various waters of the world. He stressed that as much fund as possible will be invested in the naval development. In recent years, Russia is increasing concern for national defense, promoting the manufacture and modernization of advanced military equipment, and striving to increase the fighting capacity of the army. At a recent enlarged meeting of the Council of the Ministry of Defense, The Russian Minister of Defense said, this year, Operational Strategic and Operation Commands have been organized and sufficient arms and technical facilities supplied to the unit. The public comments that Russia is attaching importance to the strengthening of national defense and taking measures to increase the fighting capacity and military technical level of war services and arms with the intent to cope with the U.S. policy for hegemony and formation of encirclement ring around Russia.
Also notable in the recent international affairs is the fact that the European Union has opened the prospect to emerge on the international arena as a pole. An ad hoc meeting of the heads of state and government of the member states of the European Union was recently held in Belgium. At the meeting, Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy was appointed the first president of the European Council, and British Catherine Ashton, member for foreign trade of the European Union, was appointed High Representative for Diplomatic and Security Policy of the European Union. Thus, the European Union can send the President and Foreign Minister of the Union instead of the group of representatives, which were changed every 6 months, to the summit talks with the United States and other big countries. With the appointment of the President and Foreign Minister of the European Union, the Union has greeted a new turning point in its development and opened a bright prospect to their pole. Commenting on the aspiration and activity of the European Union to take the position of a pole and strengthen its independence and influence, foreign dispatches report that it is creating favorable conditions for the promotion of the multipolarization of the world.
What merits attention in the current international affairs is the increasing demonization of the international community at the murder of Palestinians and expansion of Jewish settlements by Israel. On November the 17th, the Israeli authorities officially approved a plan to build dwelling houses for 900 Jewish families in the area of Gilo in the southern boundary of East Jerusalem. It is evoking great indignation and denunciation of Palestine and the international community. The Palestine Liberation Organization released a statement and branded the attempt of the Israeli authorities to build more Jewish houses in East Jerusalem as a shameless breach of the legitimate international resolutions and already made agreements and as an illegal act, and denounced that it is hindering the international efforts for peace of the Middle East. Addressing a session of the National Assembly, Egyptian President Mohammed Hosni Mubarak criticized that the Israeli plan for expansion of Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem is aimed at sanitizing the area and it would lay only obstacle to the peace process in the Middle East. He demanded the Israeli authorities put an immediate end to the expansion of the settlements. Sweden, the chair country of the European Union, made public statements and demands that the continued expansion of settlements by Israel is a disregard of the demand of the international community and a contribution to the international efforts for peace of the Middle East. There are public comments that if the Israeli Zionists continue to expand the Jewish settlements, turning a deaf ear to the voice of the international community, they will face only international isolation and rejection. That's all for today's comment on the current international affairs in Spotlight. Please join us again next week. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the work of the great leader Kim Jong-il. Today we present the second installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Respecting the Forerunners of the Revolution is a Noble Moral Obligation of Revolutionaries. The attitude towards revolutionary forefathers reflects the attitude of revolutionaries towards the revolution as well as their morality. Morality is a basic criterion for defining the qualities of a revolutionary. A revolutionary must hold not only revolutionary ideas as his belief, but also be equipped with the genuine human qualities supported by noble moral principles. Conscience and the sense of obligation are laudable virtues unique to the human race. These are the source of the spiritual force that encourages people to conscientious and noble deeds. Even a person with advanced ideas cannot acquire noble human qualities, nor can he be a true revolutionary unless he has a strong conscience and a sense of moral obligation. Even in the older society, conscientious people valued morality by which they evaluated personality and regarded immoral behavior as unworthy of human beings. In an exploitative society, however, genuine morality cannot thrive or become dominant. Individualism, which is the basis of the exploitative society, cannot be compatible with true morality, and no relations of moral obligation can exist between the exploiting and exploited classes. Moral hypocrisy is the true nature of the exploiting class, and moral corruption is an inevitable product of the bourgeois society. The most ennobling human qualities belong to the communists, who love their fellow people and fight in the cause of independence for the popular masses. Love for and trust in people are the basis of genuine human relations, the basis of human morality. Promoting the benefit of others rather than of oneself and working with devotion for one's society and collective are an expression of a person's noble morality. Because they treasure and love people and place social and collective interests above those of an individual, communists struggle with devotion for the good of their fellow people, their society and collective, not for selfish interests or personal fame. Communist revolutionaries love their comrades and fellow people with noble feelings of love for humanity and devotedly struggle solely for the people, for their independence, with revolutionary conscience and a lofty sense of moral obligation. A man who shuts his eyes to the people's interests, who is devoid of love for them and lacks conscience, loyalty and sympathy, cannot be a communist or a revolutionary. Regarding revolutionary pioneers with respect is an inviolable revolutionary obligation. In spite of the difference in seniority in the relationship between seniors and juniors in the revolution, their relations are the comradeship of revolutionaries who fight in the same cause. The relationship between parents and children is kinship, resulting mainly from actual physical birth, whereas the relationship among revolutionaries is the comradeship of fathers who share the same ideas, hardships, and successes on the road of revolution and exert their social political integrity, which is more precious to them than their physical lives. The kinship among revolutionaries represents a truly communist human relationship based on comradely love and revolutionary obligation. Communist revolutionaries' outlook on morality and their moral qualities are characterized by their regarding it as a noble duty and honor to love their comrades most ardently and fulfill their revolutionary obligation to them. That is why revolutionaries consider it most shameful and treacherous to betray their comrades or to abandon conscience and loyalty in their mutual relationship. For the heirs to the revolution to respect their revolutionary predecessors, the forerunners who dedicated their lives to the revolution and left a great heritage behind them can be thought to be a noble expression of revolutionary morality. Our revolutionary forerunners gave their lives unhesitatingly in the fight and made precious achievements for the country, the people, and the happiness of the coming generations, not for the sake of personal interest or honor. Our revolutionary forefathers chanted, "Love the future," in do or die battles or at the last moment of their lives on the gallows, precisely because they love the coming generations. By their heroic struggle, the revolutionary forerunners paved the road of revolution, brought about enormous gains for the revolution, and ensured the flowering of an independent and creative new life for people. To respect their revolutionary predecessors, who fought devotedly for those who came after, is the next generation's natural revolutionary obligation, its noble moral duty. You've been listening to the second installment of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work, "Respecting the Forerunners of the Revolution is a Noble Moral Obligation of Revolutionaries." This is Voice of Korea.
Now here is an interview on the title, "One Love for the People." Hello.
Hello.
Today, all the Korean people infinitely respect the great leader Kim Jong-il, the great father of the people, and believe in him as in heaven. Leader Kim Jong-il warmly loves the people and enjoys their unanimous praise. Now I'd like to talk with you about it.
Okay. Respected Kim Jong-il is a peerless great man and kind-hearted father who has warm love for the people on the highest level. His idea, leadership, and personality are all run through with love for the people. All his thinking and practice start and end with warm love for the people.
Right. Leader Kim Jong-il is the great man who carries forward the idea of believing the people is in heaven, an idea great President Kim Il-sung presented for the first time in history and regarded as his lifelong motto and absolutely worships the people. One day, Leader Kim Jong-il, looking at the red flag of the Workers' Party of Korea representing the popular masses, earnestly said, "The popular masses are best, brightest and most beautiful in the world. That's why I absolutely worship them." What he said that day means he believes in and respects the people as an almighty being. Through the fact alone, we can see how much Leader Kim Jong-il loves the people, regarding them as the best and greatest being in the world.
Not only that, respected Kim Jong-il is the uncommon people's leader who takes care of the people and leads the Korean Revolution with warmest love and the supreme incarnation of love for the people. Always finding himself among the ordinary working masses, he opens their clothes chest and rice cooker to learn about their living conditions. During his field guidance tour, he called at an ex-serviceman's family and at the unceremonious request, named a baby to be born. He is such an infinitely kind-hearted father of the people.
Right. As it has already been known, real incarnation of faith and will, who had suffered a prison life in South Korea for 34 years as an unconverted long-term prisoner, returned to the socialist fatherland. Unable to repress his excitement, he wrote a poem on the great love of leader Kim Jong-il. "In the air I breathe, in the sunlight warming my body, your love overflows. Your love is in my front room, your love is in my back room. Upstairs and downstairs, your love is everywhere."
The race is really exciting. The leadership of Kim Jong-il respecting the independent demand and aspirations of the people most profoundly. It expressed in the policies he maps out in accordance with the people's rule and implements in keeping with their aspirations. He always finds himself among the people, saying the independent will and demand of the popular masses become idea, line and policy when they're summed up and systematized. Lending ear to the voices of the people, he values their simple thought and will and formulates them as policies of the state. That is why the Korean people are following respected Kim Jong-il as the great leader and their benevolent father. And under the slogan, "When the party is determined, he can do anything," they are unconditionally implement with full will what is intended and decided by General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Kim Jong-il.
Absolutely right. Only victory and glory are in store for the Korean people led by the great leader Kim Jong-il. Nice talking with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was an interview undertitled "Warm Love for the People." This is Voice of Korea.
We present an instrumental music and song, "We Believe in You as in Heaven." The music represents the noble ideological sentiment of the Korean people to believe in and follow only respected Kim Jong-il forever.
Oh,
shall represent the fourth installment of the part titled Kim Jong-il, Our General, from the book Korea, the Single Citadel, written by Alejandro Gaudí-Benos, chairman of the Korean Friendship Association, headquartered in Spain. Already in the 1970s, they nominated leader Kim Jong-il as the sole successor to President Kim Il-sung, and after the latter's demise, they unhesitatingly held him in high esteem as the great leader of the party and the state. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is the half of Spain in population. Though small, this country has an undeniable tradition to have struck powers with an armed bundle of bush clovers, as early Japan and European and American powers said. Koreans describe it as guerrilla tradition. Overcoming uncountable trials and hardships after President Kim Il-sung passed away, leader Kim Jong-il converted the country into a powerful state and launched an artificial Earth satellite Kwangmyeongsung No. 1 in August 1998 and enhanced the country on the position of nuclear weapon state. In April 2009, the second communications satellite was in orbit. Such a strong spirit and strength are all based on the historical tradition. Looking backward, the 170-meter-high tower of the Chuchi idea, the Arch of Triumph, which is the largest and most gorgeous in the world, the 150,000-foot Mayday Stadium, and the marvelous structures in Pyongyang are all historic edifices erected by his soldier spirit and passion. On the other hand, the political philosophy of leader Kim Jong-il is based on the collective spirit, which rejects any sort of individualism and serves only the people. He always stresses that however ferocious and able he might be, an individual embodies extremely restricted part of the wisdom and strength accumulated by humankind historically, but the strength of the politically awakened and organized masses is as great in quality as incomparable with the sum total of the strength of the individual. The political philosophy peculiar to him that cannot be found in any political circle also originated at the foot of Mount Baekdu, the combat zone of President Kim Il-sung for national liberation. Spanish literary giant Cervantes wrote, "Cuando Dios amanece, para todos amanece." When God dawns, morning dawns for everybody. It means people are equal and free since their birth. The word of politics came into being thousands of years ago, but it has also been used as rule. All the political ideas from the ancient theory on sages' politics to the medieval theory on monarch and the modern theory on popular sovereign were all ideas for rule to effectively dominate the people. And all the political systems from monarchy to republic and the current liberal democratic system were all ruling systems to lord it over the masses of people and the process of alteration of ruling classes. Every ruler in political history advertised politics for the people's livelihood and welfare, but all of them were nothing but a bait to fish a cup of the popular masses. In the throne history stained with the tears of people, the fixed history of rule was replaced by leader Kim Jong-il with a love for the masses of people. Noting that the main object of revolution is for the people, and the party, the state, and the army are all needed for them, leader Kim Jong-il in his young days set forth the slogan, "Let us build a new society with trust and love. This is our slogan." He also pointed out that the process of socialist construction is just the process of the reduced influence of power on society and the enlarged influence of morality, thus clearly illustrating the moral superiority and popular character of the socialist politics. All of regarding the Korean people as the most valuable beings, he is dedicating all of the parts of politics, large and small, to providing them with the best things. That's why the people boundlessly respect, follow him, and wish him good health. In cities, villages, enterprises, ordinary families, and all other places, there are high portraits of President Kim Il-sung and leader Kim Jong-il. When leader Kim Jong-il mounts the platform of military parade, or mass demonstration, or the grand gymnastics and art performance arirang, Koreans give cheers for him in tears, even from afar. seen the few strong discipline and unitary action of the participants of military parade or civilians demonstration or mass gymnastics. Many foreigners admire them, but some people from the corner speak ill by saying, look, there is just a vivid scene of despotism, that is the action of machines under an iron fist. I want to ask why they cannot see the tears in the eyes of the Koreans whom they call machines. Action can be expected from men, but feelings never. Western analysts, without any knowledge on the reality and culture of Korea, find the Koreans' feelings as cult of personality and religion. It is a wrong analysis and absurd remarks of those who are ignorant of the reality of the DPRK. Korea is proud of the fact as foreigner family. Even listening to the fourth installment of the part titled Kim Jong-il, Our General, from the book Korea, the Sungun Citadel, written by Alejandro Gaudetenes, chairman of the Korean Friendship Association headquartered in Spain. This is Voice of Korea. Here is a mere chorus, term of the general's Sungun-based guidance forever.
This time we bring you our reporter's account of a visit to the Botanang District People's Hospital. Sincerity for patients. Some time ago, we visited the Botanang District People's Hospital in the heart of the capital city of Pyongyang. At the gate, we met some people coming out of the hospital with a pleasant laugh. They were Zhong Okwa, a woman in neighborhood unit 1 of Prison Goridong 3, Botanang District, and her children. Zhong Okwa said she was leaving the hospital after curing her disease at the surgery and continued.
Some days ago, I had a severe abdominal pain all of a sudden and was carried to this hospital early in the morning. The chief surgeon who had been on duty on the night was about to go home. But seeing me, he sincerely performed an appendectomy for me. He took care of me, examining my condition even in the dead night. Really, he was kinder than my kinsfolk.
Her children also said their mother had been attended not by them, but by the chief surgeon and other medical workers of the surgery, and expressed thanks to them. Their story was not long, but we sort of understood the sincere devotion of the medical workers of the hospital for the patients. We looked around the emergency department and pharmaceutical section together with an official of the hospital, Lin Sheng. Then we dropped in at the treatment room of the internal department. After examining an old man, a doctor made out a prescription for him, saying he had caught bronchitis, as it was called these days. And he kindly told the old man how to take the medicine and how to take care of himself. We admired the doctor treating the old man like his father. He said,
I always treat the patients regarding them as my parents and family members, not as others.
We stepped toward the inpatient's ward through a corridor. At the door to the right, we first called on the chief surgeon we had heard of from Zhong Okwa and the family. In the doctor's room, he was watching the process of an operation through a television camera installed in the operation room. In the diary of work laid open for him, we found that the operation was the 996th one this year. Though we could not talk with him, we came to know through the figure the sincere devotion of the chief surgeon and other medical workers for the patients. We talked in at the ward of the pediatric department on the third floor. In room 3, we met a woman lulling her suckling baby with a rattle box. She was Kim Tan-shi in neighborhood unit 9 of Saegoridong in Botanang district. She said she had been staying at the hospital for 15 days because her baby suffered acute colitis. She continued,
It is only 7 months after I became mother. I was very anxious because my baby did not suck well, but only cried. But now he's acting cute as you see.
And she added that the doctor in charge of her baby made painstaking efforts and she could hardly find the proper words to express her gratitude for him. The doctor in charge of the baby was Min Jung-sik, who said,
I think sincere devotion can bring a success in the pediatric treatment. I'm most pleased to see the bright smile of the cured pretty children.
Wherever we went in the hospital, we could see and hear about the sincerity of medical workers and listen to the voices of gratitude of patients. It was a reality of the socialist public health system of Korea, which sincerely serves the people, not for money. Seeing us off at the gate, Lim Sung said,
Sincerity is an attribute of socialist public health. In the future too, we devote all sincerity to the treatment of patients and thus give full play to the superiority of our socialist public health system.
It is said the best medicine is the doctor's devotion. Thanks to the utmost devotion of the doctors for the patients, all patients leave the gate of the hospital with delight. So far we virtue our reporter's account under the title, Sincerity for Patients. This is Voice of Korea.
Now please enjoy a female trio in Pyeongchang, People's Society.
Course. The Wonsan Glassware Factory is a local industry factory that rolls out a wide variety of glassware, glass bottles, pots, vessels, glasses and tiles in light and pure colors, which the Korean people have preferred since olden times. The products are popular in other parts of the country as well as in the local area. Inaugurated in the 1960s, it produced a few kinds of bottles and other glassware at first. Then the workers spared no efforts to carry out the goal to increase the variety and produce more and better products. It was when they were modernizing the production processes in the period of the August March and Forced March. Everything was in short supply and nobody could help them. The managerial staffs and workers, however, did not give up. The biggest problem was the lack of technicians. The factory decided to train young workers to be technicians and enroll them in the study of our working system. In relation with the Scientific Research Institute, many invitation lectures were frequently arranged, even by experts. On the other hand, on every Tuesday, a technical conference opened to discuss urgent technical problems. The fervor for learning rose among the employees, and even married female workers took active part in the discussion. In the course of this, valuable technical innovations were brought about in succession. The reshaping of a bottle-making machine, for instance, started with a young worker's idea, which makes it possible to achieve twice higher productivity. By dint of the collective wisdom and efforts, the workers and technicians have established a streamlined process which turns out a large quantity of glassware in various kinds and shapes with raw materials available in the local province. The young technicians who learned in the study while working system now constitute the hardcore of the factory's technical staff. Manager Park Wong-gun says, "Nothing is impossible when we have recourse to science and technology and prepare our own technical forces. You've just had an account, steady recourse. This is Voice of Korea."
Dear listeners, with this we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.